Good evening, boys and girls and children of all ages. It's time for Bedtime Stories with Thompson. Say goodnight, Thompson.
Goodnight, Thompson.
Alrighty. We're reading Howard Pyle, The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood. This is Chapter 6, Robin Hood's Revenge. The band lived quietly in the forest for nearly a year, shooting, wrestling, and singing merrily. In that time, Robin often thought of ways to even his score with the sheriff. One day, he got so impatient that he decided to go to Nottingham to see what adventure he could stir up. On the way, he met a butcher heading for the Nottingham market. Robin had a fancy to enter the town in disguise, so he bought the man's cart, horse, clothes, and all his meat for 6 marks. In the market, he set up his stall and sold all his meat at a low price. When a widow or a poor woman came to him, he asked for no money. When a merry lass came, he asked only a kiss. None of the other butchers sold a penny's worth of meat. Some were angry, but most thought Robin was a jolly lad who had come into much money and wanted to live merrily until it ran out. "Come, brother," said one of the butchers. "This day the sheriff has asked all the members of the butcher guild to feast with him." Robin was delighted and immediately agreed. At the guild hall, the sheriff called Robin to sit by him, not recognizing him in his butcher's dress. The sheriff had heard that the jolly lad was rich and free with his money. Since he was greedy for money, the sheriff hoped to get some of Robin's into his own pocket. As dinner was served, the sheriff asked Robin to say grace. Robin stood and said, "Now heaven bless us all in this food, and may all butchers be as honest as I." At this, all laughed and clapped. During the meal, Robin teased the sheriff and made jokes, laughing all the time. The sheriff wanted to know how rich this bold fellow was. "My brothers and I have more than 500 deer, but we have not been able to sell any of them," answered the Robin. Hearing this, the sheriff's eyes twinkled, and he offered Robin £300 for them. Many of the butchers grumbled, saying it was a mean trick to cheat a poor youth, for the deer were well worth £700. But Robin had a plan. He accepted the £300 and arranged to take the sheriff to see the herd that very day. As the two neared Sherwood, the sheriff grew worried. He feared the outlaw band. Robin laughed. "Do not worry," he said, "for I know Robin Hood well, and you should worry about him only as much as you worry about me." Deeper in the forest shades, they crossed the path of a herd of grayish-brown deer. The sheriff nodded his head and moved to go, for he was very uneasy, but Robin caught his bridle rein. "Stay," said Robin, "you have not met my brothers. They own these deer also." He blew 3 clear notes, and soon Little John came with 100 strong fellows. "Take this bridle, Little John," cried Robin, "for the sheriff has come to feast with us today." The sheriff despaired, for he knew how the band feasted with rich men. Food and ale flowed merrily, and then the men emptied their guest's purse, and the sheriff's purse held £300. He wasn't any more pleased than when he was led to an oak tree where the feast was laid out, for there hung the golden arrow Robin had won. Soon, though, the sheriff was eating and heartily cheering the men as they competed at games with staffs and bows and arrows. At one point, he did not know he was cheering for the very same tinker he had sworn to hang. The time passed so merrily that the sheriff thought Robin had forgotten his purse, but no, for when the sun was low and the moon glimmered in the trees, Robin sent Little John to count out the money. Then he thanked the sheriff and sent him on his way. "Farewell, sir," said Robin, "and if you ever plan to cheat some poor fellow again, remember your feast in Sherwood." Then the sheriff bitterly regretted the day he first mixed with Robin Hood. He thought he could cheat another man, but instead he cheated himself, for it is true that many men are ruined by their own greed. End of chapter 6. Good night.
Wow, that was exciting, wasn't it?
It sure was. Say goodnight, Thompson.
Goodnight, and they also follow the golden arrow.
Goodnight.